You're listening to Out of Bounds with Dota. Lose your eye.
Hey, what up, Detroit? Welcome to Out of Bounds. We are coming to you live from downtown Detroit, the heart of the Motor City, the greatest sports city in America. We are set up shop just outside of Eastern Market, where we've camped out in front of Detroit WIC, a very cool place. I want to thank Doug for letting us set up out here. We're getting a lot of the foot traffic as people are heading down to Ford Field for the Lions to take on the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Slackers. Ford Field's going to be bumping today. If you've never heard about us, we are Detroit's hot new sports podcast. We talk sports, we talk entertainment, we talk life. We mix it all together, and we have a lot of fun. We are unfiltered, we are raw, we are passionate, and we're rated R. So make sure you see that. Don't listen around kids. I don't advise unless your kids are like 17, maybe.
Detroit's looking nice, Dota. Check it out, man. We're in Eastern Market. So beautiful.
We get used to our cozy little studio back home, but this is kind of nice to be out in Detroit, right?
Fresh air.
This is cool.
Fresh air.
It's nice.
Fresh air. A lot of hype about Detroit being a comeback city. You guys don't spend too much time down here, but from what you've seen, you see the comeback here? Are you guys seeing that? What are you seeing?
I do. I see a lot of comeback. I see a lot of things happening around here. People want to be down here now.
Look at these fucking people overalls.
People
want to
come down
coming.
And
look at these overalls straight ahead.
You can bring your family down here now. You can be comfortable. You can walk the streets, enjoy yourselves, catch a game, go shopping a little bit. Campus Marsh is not too far.
No, it's on its way back. We don't know for sure if it's on 100% back, but right now it feels good. The Lions, the tailgate's fun. We got these Packer fans coming out with the overalls. Don't take anything.
Ooh.
Let's go. Ooh. Anything. Oh. Shock on that. Yeah. Take it.
We got koozies. We got T-shirts.
Check out the show. You gotta take one of these, bro.
The koozies work, but I hope your beers get warm. Okay. Your beer gets warm.
We're out of that way.
Out of
bounds.
Oh
man!
There you go. There's a Lions fan. Talk
out,
to
bro.
Them.
Help us out.
You're out of bounds.
We know what the ladies like. They like that Lululemon.
You need a koozie for that.
Oh yeah. That sweater's not working. Get the koozie. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game. Have fun.
Koozies are a hit, though.
Hey, check us out.
Like a welder.
Check us out. OutofBoundsDetroit.com. We talk more than just Detroit sports. Thank you for your support. Appreciate the listen. Rate us. Review us.
It's actually a project for Sigma.
Okay. So we're down here, and we're trying to get everybody. You know, everybody's walking by, and we're talking to fans. We're giving the Green Bay Packers fans some shit as they walk by. It's kind of fun.
It's going to be a wild show, so bear with us.
They deserve some shit.
And like we said, we're raw, we're unfiltered. That's what we do. You know, everybody's sick. We've heard people. Everybody talks about local sports radio. They're just not having it.
A lot of people complain.
They complain about it. We've heard you, and that's kind of – we felt the same way. So we took our group text where we talk a lot of this stuff, and we said, why don't we put this in a format that everybody can hear? We think we can entertain you for about 45 minutes, an hour. It's not the same at home, but – take us on the road with you and your drive to work. We know most people here have a long drive to work. It's commute, 35 minutes or longer. Not everybody gets to work from home like you, John.
I do got a great job.
It is great.
I make it happen from the office with my feet up.
It's cool. It's fun.
My espresso.
It's fun. Hey, you worked hard for that. You earned that. Nobody's going to give you shit about that. But this comeback we're talking about, you know, downtown, Mark, you were talking – you could come down here and spend a day or afternoon with your family.
Absolutely.
I was down here a couple of years ago. You guys know, my brother moved out of town. He came back with his wife, and we came and spent an afternoon, a Saturday afternoon in the summer in Detroit. And my sister-in-law asked, she's like, what's going on today? Why are there so many people down here? And I said, this is the new downtown. This is what people do. Like, you just pick up and go. You could come spend an afternoon. Some of the parks down here, Beacon Park. I love Beacon Park. Come down here.
We've come a long way, man. We've come a long way. You weren't comfortable coming downtown before. Especially with your family and your kids.
Well, you came, but you went to the game and then you went home.
Well, no, we've come down. We stayed at the MGM. We went out. We went walking, shopping, sightseeing, all that stuff. I mean, you can do that now.
Before, what kind of sights did you see, Marco?
It wasn't comfortable.
What kind of sights?
It was just walking, seeing the new stores that are going up, the Nike stores and the Under Armour stores, the outlets.
It's cool. It's a lot better than it was 15 years ago.
Get a drink at Cadmus Marsh's. You just hang out there. You're, You know,
it's, no, it's cool for sure.
It's definitely,
for sure.
It's definitely become a spot.
You know, there's an argument to be made. I mean, downtown is definitely on the comeback. The folks who live out in the neighborhoods feel that it's not trickling out there to them. But you gotta start with a solid downtown. You gotta bring. I mean, you've got Google coming down here. You've got businesses that are coming down here.
I think Dan Gilbert too.
Well, Dan Gilbert's a big player in all this. Yeah. The Illiches are a big player in all this. Don't forget
for
about
sure.
them. They're,
for
you
sure.
know, they own the teams here that they're putting up. You know, they own a lot of property down here. So, and it's great. The Fords, they've got the Lions down here, and that's what we're here to talk about. You see Lions fans, they got great.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
You deserve a koozie for that Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah,
good,
don't
man.
Let that beer get warm.
You are looking good, bro.
Hey.
Give him five.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You see through those glasses?
Some dabs.
Holy shit, you look good.
Are those your beer goggles?
Look,
are you
going
good,
to the man. Game?
Thank you.
Are you going to the game? No.
Hey. Hey. One time, give me a blue 180. Blue 180. 44. Oh!
Nobody.
Oh, yeah, fun, man.
Aaron Rodgers close to Peyton Manning.
Appreciate
He's
you.
Out there. Oh, Omaha. That got a kick out of people a couple of years ago before Peyton retired. Hey, Lions fans. It's not all lost on a 1-3 start to the season.
That's what you expected, right? Didn't you say 1-4 to start the first?
Steve is ready, boy,
yeah.
Right
yeah.
out the
yeah.
gate.
That's what I expected. Yeah.
Right out the gate, Stevie's back, baby.
That's
Stevie's
what
back.
Everybody,
expected. Steve the Slappy's back right here, guys.
Yeah,
he's ready to go.
So yeah, at this point I had him at 1-3. I had them losing today, but right here in front of Lions fans, I'm changing my pick.
Yeah. You've come around.
Lions are taking down Aaron Rodgers and the Slackers.
They will.
And here's why. I think they're going to do two things today. They're going to go back to the film and watch what they did to New England, and they're going to have the O-line is going to push back. They're going to open some holes. Running backs are going to block. Stafford's going to get some time. Green Bay is not great.
Kerryon's going to get more than 9
I hope
touches.
So. I hope so. Kerryon should get 20. Kerryon should get 20 carries a game.
It's over-under on
that.
Kerryon's
style,
touches
though. That's
today.
Not our style.
15.
It's not. It's not. And a lot of that has to do with the offensive scheme and the offensive coordinator, which that's not Jim Bob Cooter's specialty. I still can't believe we have a guy on the staff named Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, you were praising him last year.
James Robert Cooter.
You were praising him last year.
Yeah. No, he's an offensive mind. We didn't have running backs, so why commit to that running game when you don't have the talent? This Lions team has the pieces. You know, this is one of the things you see in life, right? Everybody gets the same toolbox, but everybody has a different masterpiece. And you wonder, how do those guys have the same tools, but they can do the job way differently?
Schemes.
That's what the Lions are.
Schemes.
But that's
awesome.
What the Lions are. They've got 2,000-yard receivers. They've got a top-10 quarterback in Matt Stafford. They've got a stud in Galladay, and Kerryon Johnson. And Kerryon Johnson. So they've got some studs. They've got the pieces. They just need to put it all together. And that's part of the problem with this Lions team is they just can't seem to get it all together at the same time. The running game, the passing game.
The big key is to be unpredictable. The Lions got to become unpredictable, where you don't know where they're going. All these years, you know where they're going. They're going Stafford. They're going whatever it is.
That's all they had.
That was their strength.
Detroit versus everybody. That's right.
Side of strength.
That's right.
Nice sweater.
We
got to
develop another side of strength. We got to get in the running game. We got to utilize these talents that we got. Kerryon's got to get his touches. We got to do it. We're going to win this
What's
game.
What's over under on Kerryon's touches? 15. I go
probably 14.
15. 15 and a half. Want to put a bet on that? A wager?
I'll go under on that one.
He might get 12.
I'll go over.
I'm going to
go
bucks
over
on
that today just because we're here and we're talking about it.
I'm going under.
I'll go over.
I got you $5.
$5.
I'm going under.
Shake on it. Shake on it in front of the camera.
I'll take that.
I'm going over too. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go over.
All right, Mark. Where are we going to spend our $5, dude?
CVS? Money. Steve, you in on this?
Yeah, I'm under.
Yeah, all right.
You're under on,
with me.
What do we do, 15 and a half?
15 and a half.
Yeah. 15 and a half, and you took the
Don't
under.
Change
okay. over.
No, don't no. change it. Like, it's always
over.
I took the over.
Wow.
He's going to get 16 and a half carries.
He had 9.
How do you get a half carry?
Well, what if he gets 16? You got Victor Brett.
No, I know. No, I know. Of course.
You know how to
of course.
Bet, right?
That's what we do. Hey, welcome.
What's
welcome.
Going on, ladies?
Welcome.
And
Packers fans.
Gentlemen.
Any Lions fans in that group?
Who's Zapata?
Any Lions fans?
Who's Zapata?
Check us out. OutOfBoundsDetroit.com, Detroit's hottest new sports podcast. We bash the Lions a little bit. We're honest. We're passionate fans. We hold our teams accountable. Check us out. OutOfBoundsDetroit.com. We're available on all the podcasting apps. It's a free podcast. We just want a little bit of your time. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Let everybody know what we're doing and what we're up to. Guys, it's a cool, crisp day down here in the D. It's like perfect football weather, right?
At least we didn't get rained on. I mean,
we
beat the rain, and we're doing good. It's a little gray. Kind of like Detroit, what used to be back in the day, but
cloudy. Listen, I
can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Am I gonna have to auto tune that when I get back?
I love my Detroit, man. I love where the city's become. I love the sports. I love it all. We need Lions to be great, man. We need Lions to be good. We need them to win today.
Well, all our hopes.
Get some hope.
The state of Detroit
suck.
Sports right
the
now is awful.
We all suck.
This is
right
a
now,
big win.
Hey,
honestly, this is a big win.
Spirit.
Detroit
we still love our sports.
The Lions
we still love Detroit, so we're still sticking with it.
Lions have to win this game. They have to play
big,
desperate
big.
Because
season's over. For
you,
pretty much
you look at the rest of the schedule. It's tough.
Season's done.
They're right now. They're at 18% of making the playoffs. The Detroit Lions.
Steve.
Oh boy.
So
big win
if
today.
They can go up a little bit by winning today.
Big game.
Season over.
Season's over if they lose. The Green Bay is not the Green Bay of old. They need to win this game.
Right. Well, and that's I'm glad you brought that up because Green Bay is a perennial Super Bowl contender because of one
Green
guy.
Green Bay sucks.
And that's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
We got some slackers walking by. Slackers
yes,
fans.
Yes.
Yeah. Slackers
fans. You're slappy?
Green Bay
you're
slackers.
You guys.
Get a new koozie, man, over there. Get that one. Get rid of that one.
You probably didn't hear that. We had a Lions fan said there was a line in the bathroom because the Packers fans all had to sit down to pee. That's a great line. It's a great line. I love it.
His name is Aaron.
Well,
Aaron.
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 A
Aaron.
A Aaron.
We got to keep him off the field. We got to keep A Ron off the
no,
field.
No, we got to go after him.
We
got to get
after
him. And that's the thing. That's the thing. The Packers, everything around Aaron Rodgers sucks. Aaron Rodgers is amazing.
Yeah, he is.
And that's why they're a Super Bowl contender every year. But
not
you
this
take
year.
But you take him out of the mix. I mean, he's turned Eddie Lacy and B-list and C-list running backs and made them look great because of what he does.
Exactly.
So Aaron Rodgers is the key, and if he's not healthy, which he's on a hobbled knee. So this is you got to attack, man. Are we Lions or not?
Exactly. Roar.
Roar.
Are we Lions?
Are we Lions or not?
We are Lions.
We are.
They got to win today. They got to win.
That's my best Tim Allen impression. Yeah. Home improvement. Home improvement. Steve, what do you expect out of Lions today? What do you expect to see? Besides
score, Steve. What's the score?
15.5 carries out of carry.
I don't know. I think Stafford will have his way. Packers secondary isn't too strong. Their pass rush.
How's our defense going to do against their offense? We're struggling a little
bit. Their O-line is not good. So, we don't even know who's – like, Ziggy never plays. He's always hurt. So, we don't have – I think Deshaun Hand will have a big game today.
We can't talk about Ziggy. He's not here.
Saying, like, our pass rush is, you know –
That's that's not even breaking news anymore when Ziggy doesn't play.
I'm happy if
he is playing. It's breaking news when he does play. Right. That's the craziest thing.
Boo, Packers!
Boo, they're going down 12.
How are you friends with these guys?
Going down 12.
They're actually special needs, and I'm doing my service. So
oh, man.
Nice
oh.
To them.
Oh, man.
No.
We see.
No.
You set us up for that, tight pants. You set us up for that, tight pants.
Enjoy the loss, skinny jeans.
Going down today, skinny jeans.
We'll see you after the game.
Enjoy the loss today, guys. Take care.
I never seen a 6-year-old man in skinny jeans either.
Man, oh, man. This is what we do. If you listen to us for the first time, Out of Bounds.
I told them.
This is what we do. We rip on each other.
You
we rip on cheeseheads. I see another cheesehead over there.
Cheesehead, dude.
Hey, yeah. You're about to get shredded.
You got to see the Lions fan there with the cheese grater on her head. That was fantastic.
This is great. We still support.
Oh, cheeseheads don't know how to cross
crazy,
the street.
Man.
Careful out there. You got to be careful.
No, you're jaywalking, dude. We go to jail around here for jaywalking. Fucking jaywalk around
fan.
Here, bro.
All right.
Bills.
All right.
Wrong game, man. Wrong city.
Actually, you know what? Bills fans travel well to
they
Detroit.
They do,
a couple
actually.
Years ago when Detroit hosted
their
that game.
Oh, look who decided to show up.
Hey, we got
the foot
more
soldiers. The foot soldiers decided to show up. Here we go.
Yeah. Outofboundsdetroit.com. Check us out.
How
does Detroit
Sports
coach
podcast?
How many shots?
Man, the shirt's off. You guys,
you guys didn't bring us shots?
We got our fan club over here.
We need some Johnny Vegas shots, guys.
John, give him a shout out.
Action, man. Here's the family. The family came out. Nicolina, Dominic, Fabiano.
Oh, you asshole.
I'm lost. I forgot. Paul.
And the hockey player.
Paulie or Paul?
Oh, that's fucked
Wait,
up.
Where'd you
John,
get
that you fucked
hat?
That up, man.
Fuck that up, dude.
No free promos.
You guys going in the game for
it? Where'd you get that hat? Where'd you get that hat? DJ Bobby Z, dude. Did you guys drink? You party with the soccer team over there? It's a Lions game today going on. There's a Lions game going on.
Yeah, they have
Pass
no idea.
Pass out some flyers for us.
So a couple of the bars. We got a couple of bars around here.
This is a sports podcast. I heard one thing about sports.
You're right.
We don't talk that, hockey.
You're right.
Though,
that's why we're unique.
We don't talk hockey.
Yeah, there is a hockey stick. We just kind of put it in there. We thought you wouldn't notice.
I made go to Red Wings. Some of the hair, Dominic. You like you
it's
woke
hockey
up
hair, man.
Some hair.
Oh, a lot of hair going on.
Damn,
a lot of hair.
A lot of hair right now.
Vanilla Ice style.
You look good, though. You look good. You look good.
You know what doesn't look good? Green Bay Packers fans in Detroit. Yeah. That doesn't look good.
No.
Yeah. You're going the wrong way.
You guys are all the pack.
You're going the bridge is that way. If you want to just, it's not that. It's not high. You can climb that and get right over. It's straight down. Straight down. Go blue. We got
go
some Michigan
blue.
Fans down here.
Go.
Is that John Harbaugh?
No, but we got the Detroit Sting under 15 team had a big game last night. they took it to double OT.
How did the Red Wings look?
I was at the home opener.
They're young, but they're going
to
be exciting.
There's a lot of talk.
They're going to be exciting.
No one there.
There's a
wow,
that's an LCA
future,
problem. That's
who
not a Red
our
Wings
future
problem.
Eisenman or Fedorov or Gordy Howe.
Everyone's talking about Zadina, but like,
no,
honestly,
Dylan Larkin.
He didn't even make the team.
Right.
Yeah, oh, that's man. Awful.
He's young. He's 18 years old.
Yeah, but, you know, Lidstrom didn't play. Yeah. Lidstrom didn't play for the Red Wings right when he got drafted by them either, so it took him a couple of years.
My buddies about, like, the hockey draft and, like, number one in the NHL draft like, actually pans out more than any other sport. You
right.
Like Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews.
Right.
Like, the big names always actually land.
What's this crockpot guy doing over here?
Yeah. Oh, my
What's
God.
What's this guy doing?
There's,
we need some soup, man. It's a little cold out here.
Hey, you guys ever hear somebody say, that's so Detroit? This is so Detroit. There's
a guy
walking the streets with a crockpot.
It's a disguise. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh,
disguise.
Oh, man.
Need some koozies.
What mother
did you
have
or
to crack pot? To
get that?
Oh, man. Did you win that? Did you win
right,
that? Did you
whatever.
Buy it?
Casino.
Oh, you won it at the casino. Oh. Okay. All right. Which casino?
Greektown.
Greektown. MGM is my favorite. But I donate to all of them, so it doesn't. I donate equally to all of them. Yeah.
I love
to
see what's in the box. Though,
did you check? Is there really a crockpot in there?
What are you going to make a bowl of soup in there? Like,
pajama pants.
Most crockpot I've ever seen.
Oh, pajama pants. Lions fans. You know what? Sometimes pajama pants are perfect for Lions fans because Mondays you don't want to roll out of bed sometimes. Yeah, take a T-shirt. We got some T-shirts, some koozies up here, some flyers.
There you
hey,
go.
Thanks, Mike.
Give us a listen.
Thanks for talking, Mike.
Hey,
appreciate it. Hey, there's a lot of talk. Red Wings might make playoffs this year. So.
All right, enough with the fucking boring-ass hockey talk.
We're done with
get back to
we're
fucking
hockey.
Football. Fuck it. No, you guys don't know nothing about golf. It's a fucking real man sport, dude. You guys know nothing about
man.
That.
No one knows nothing about golf.
Slap dick. Slap
no
dicks and
nothing.
Fucking hockey sticks. Fuck, what are you guys?
You know,
I take the mic from you. You start talking. I put the mic in your hand. You fucking quiet down. What the fuck's going on, man?
We're trying to keep this a family show, but you know, John, the over under on F bombs for John is 34 and a half.
At least the show for sure.
John's the only reason
way over on that one.
John's the only reason we have to be rated R on iTunes. Or they'll revoke our license for podcasting.
Because you guys are a bunch of pussies. You guys don't know how to fucking talk.
What's that? No, I was kidding. We don't need a license. No. Hey, no, we're not professionals by any means or experts.
You are a fucking hockey player, bro.
No, you got the look, man.
Oh,
good
here
for
we
you.
We got
good
a fucking herd. Her
surprised
Lions
you got all your teeth.
Lions fans.
That hey, looks like the fucking defensive line coming.
He looks
at
like
us
Bertuzzi. He looks like Bertuzzi. Tyler Bertuzzi.
Right there. Look at these guys.
Hey, Steve. Four games in. Are you grading Matt Patricia yet? Or are you still waiting this out to see where he's at?
I think they're right there. I think they're back on his side because of the first game, obviously.
So he won the team back over?
I think so. I mean, San Francisco, we were right there. We were one
one holding call away from winning that game. And last week we were there too. We could have won that game.
Well, yeah, the last two losses are by a combined 4 points. So they've been in the mix.
That
Slackers
that,
fan.
That whole celebration.
Crazy today.
That whole celebration being New England, man. I'm telling you, it's biting them.
No, man, that was his first.
No, I don't think it's.
I don't care.
I wasn't a fan of it.
I don't care.
I wasn't a fan of it.
It's not about winning one game.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, your first game.
I thought
yeah.
it was petty. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of the celebration in the locker room like that for his first win. But I don't think it hurts them. I don't think their mentality changes. The mentality's already there. The mentality was built from training and all that other stuff. It doesn't happen in that one win. They don't change because of that.
I don't know. I think that was just too much for me.
You got guys who go out there and they play extremely hard. All right, there are guys who do that on this team. But you've got other guys who they just can't stay. Ziggy Ansah can't stay healthy. That's a problem. You franchise tag this guy. He signs the franchise tag. You're paying him, and he's not playing. So you're paying him money that you could have gone and got somebody else to replace him.
They took a chance, and it didn't work out.
And they didn't give him a long-term deal, and he's not going to get one after this year.
No,
but that's part of the problem.
He's gone.
That's part of the problem.
Every year, though, man, we got some problems with injuries. Man,
every team has injuries.
And then we always fall on that excuse of
this is it, though. This is the hot seat game.
When you don't have a system, though, you need that system. You need that system.
I don't think Matt Patricia or Bob Quinn are on the hot seat for a while.
No,
because I don't think the Fords are paying that much attention to this team. I don't. We've talked about.
You obviously can't fire a coach after one season.
No, of course not.
He doesn't win any more games.
That's happened, but that's Quinn's guy. It won't happen.
It is Quinn's guy. It took him 2 years to get his guy. He got his guy. You got to give him a chance.
Right, right.
We're gonna have like $60 million.
Even more than a year, but. Man, dude,
next year.
Hugh Jass is going to win more games than Patricia this year.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with the Lions.
Yeah. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield yet.
No, I'm not either.
You'll see.
I'm not either.
Mark,
no,
you're
I'm not. No, he's not. He's
he
not
was
the savior.
Savior for that game.
Oh, Baker's a playmaker. But it's going to take him a while. Browns are still going to have only four wins this year if they get lucky.
Game around. He made it happen.
We got a bet. What is our bet? 5.5?
Or 4.5.
4.5 bet with here that that they're not going
to Browns
win
five games.
Cleveland,
you guys got the
year.
Browns winning five games.
What do you got?
They should have won every game they were in.
That about the Lions
three,
every year.
Yeah, that's what I got. Three. It's going to get closer, but they ain't going to win.
I had them at four. I got them at four.
Three wins right now.
Right.
He's your future.
Right. Well, so they got to believe in something. They got nothing to believe in.
So guys, we're in downtown Detroit. We've talked a lot about everything that's happening down here. The comeback. The buildings that go up, all the murals and everything. If you could build a Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports down here in downtown, where would you start? Who are your four guys, John?
Stevie Y. No, you going Stevie Y or you going Gordie Howe?
Well, I'm
going Gordie Howe.
I'm basing.
Listen,
he's up there. He's up there.
I'm going Gordie Howe.
If there was five on the Rushmore, I'd pick Darko for number five.
Oh,
I'm going Gordie Howe.
Well, we can only do four, unfortunately.
Barry Sanders. Gordie Howe. Al Kaline.
See, I'm going to go with players in my lifetime because I don't.
That's
I mean,
fine.
They were great,
that's fine. That's
them,
your so Rushmore. No, that's okay.
You do your own.
And I'm going Isaiah Thomas.
I got Isaiah.
So you got
too.
Isaiah, you got Zeke, Kaline, Howe, and Barry.
And Barry. Barry's okay. Automatic. Come on. Everybody's got
yeah,
Barry.
And I think that's the thing.
Oh, Judge Ratowski's here, baby.
What?
Oh, how you doing, bud? I got to come and give him hugs.
All right. Great. John, we'll gladly take the mic. We can all talk now. Mark, give me your Mount Rushmore. We got a break. You got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to start with the Red Wings. My Red Wing is Stevie Y. It's just I know Gordie Howe has all the stats. He played more years for Detroit. I understand he's Mr. Hockey. They call him Mr. Hockey.
Yeah.
But the captain. The captain for our Detroit Red Wings. There will never be another captain like Stevie Y. He represented us. He was like voted.
I don't think
you
got to make a strong argument.
He was
Stevie Y. Can we get to number two?
He was voted one of the most popular Detroit.
Guys, check us out. OutofBoundsDetroit.com. Detroit's new sports podcast.
Get to work, guys. That's
check
my Red Wings,
take
Stevie
a
Y. Then I'm going to go for the Tigers. I'm going to go Miguel Cabrera.
Come on, Mark. Fucking
Miguel
Cabrera, dude.
Why?
Give me a fucking break, dude.
The greatest right-handed hitter of all time.
He had. Listen,
yeah. Oh my God.
Listen. You know where I'm going to get you right now? You might say Ty Cobb, right? Ty Cobb?
No,
maybe? Triple crown with 9 home runs. 9 home runs. He had a triple crown. And that was his only triple crown for the Tigers. I'm going Miguel Cabrera. Hasn't been done in so long.
I'm with you.
Miguel Cabrera also had a former teammate sit out so he can get that triple crown. Don't forget that. Don't forget that, Mark. Miguel Cabrera had a former teammate sit out or come out of the game early to preserve that triple crown. It was.
Oh, that's major respect, Curtis Grandison.
That is respect. That's respect.
He would have had to hit 3 home runs, dude.
So you've got.
He would have had to hit 2 or 3 home runs that game.
You've got Stevie Y. It can happen. Guys do it sometimes.
I got Stevie Y. I got Miguel Cabrera. I'm sorry. I got Miguel Cabrera. Lions, I mean, can anyone argue Barry Sanders?
No.
There's no argument there.
He's the default.
If he didn't retire at age 30, he'd have the all-time rushing leader over Herschel Walker, all these guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
he
all
would have had
needed.
It all. He would have had it all. But he holds the record.
Mark,
for
did some research. He pulled out Herschel Walker.
Mark, did you write an essay? I think Mark wrote an essay on
who's
that.
Who's your fourth, man?
Back check me. If I'm wrong,
who's your fourth, dude? Hey. Who's your fourth?
Where are we at? We're at
you
the
got three.
Pistons. Isaiah Thomas. Man. See, the Zeke.
We got all fucking agree on
that's who you got, Steve?
Yeah.
You don't got Grant Hill? Listen,
where am I going to Grant Hill?
You don't got Grant Hill? Teal machine?
Listen, I mean,
the teal machine?
Listen, there's two sports.
You don't got Dave Bing?
The two major sports
Dave Bing, bro?
That probably everybody will agree with.
No.
Is Barry Sanders and Isaiah Thomas. There's no.
I don't think.
What do you guys got?
What
do you guys got? The 4 greatest athletes in
Detroit history.
Let's start with the Tigers.
Gordie Howe, okay.
That's a good one.
Gordie Howe, not in front of the speaker.
If you're giving me top 4 Detroit history, Gordie Howe would be number 1. I would say Barry Sanders number 2. I would say Steve Yzerman number 3.
Oh, 2 hockey players.
Yeah.
And I would go with.
Yeah.
That's too old.
Yeah, New York.
Ty Cobb
never seen Ty Cobb play.
Too old. I like that.
Ty Cobb doesn't even have a number.
Isaiah Thomas?
Zeke? I was always a Dumars fan.
Dumars over Isaiah.
Dumars delivered a championship after he was done playing. Just saying. Even with that Darko. Even with that Darko pick.
I'll throw. How about this?
Bobby
how about
G.
So we've got
Charles Woodson, number 4.
Okay.
Good one.
Hall of Famer.
I don't know. You were pretty good for a minute, but then you said Charles Woodson. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, he was stuck on 3. He was stuck
on 3. Give him a koozie.
He did pick two hockey players. He picked Yzerman and Gordie Howe.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
There is a guy from Grand Rapids who plays an individual sport who is pound for pound the best fighter in the world. Does that count?
You gonna put him up there?
Does that count?
Here, let me give you my 4 because let me school you guys. Let me school you guys. Let me school you guys on this.
At all. Fuck him.
Let me school you guys
First
on
of all,
this.
I went for the 4 major sports.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't add 2 hockeys.
No, those are your terms.
I like that twist, though.
Those are your terms.
Came in with the twist.
Like Steve said,
2 guys, 1 sport.
Like Steve said, Steve put his terms are guys that in his lifetime.
In my era.
All right, Barry Sanders is the default on Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports. He has to be.
Yes.
Because the guy has highlight runs for loss of yards.
Yeah, we don't have to.
I mean, come on. He's consistently in the conversation for one of the greatest running backs of all time. So you've got him. I would agree with you there. But I'm just saying nationally, he's always in that conversation. Beyond that, Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, because of what he represented with the Detroit Pistons in the golden era of basketball in the 80s, playing along the likes of the Celtics, the Lakers, holding off Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Like, Zeke was the face. Zeke was the face of that. Joe Louis is on my list.
Yeah.
Joe Louis is on my Mount Rushmore.
And
it's not
too,
because man. It's not just because of what he did for boxing. It's what he did for the culture, this city, 20 heavyweight championship title defenses in the golden era of boxing, and then what he does for the black community, getting invited to the PGA Tour back then in the 50s and 60s. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
And I did put 1 hockey player. I did not put any baseball players on the Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports. It's not Yzerman. It's not Gordie Howe.
Lindstrom.
Is it Tim Shovel?
It's Nick Lidstrom.
Lidstrom. I was close.
All right.
Buddy.
It's got to be because here everybody's going to put the captain and miss. Yes.
No. He was.
How
one
can
of the best
you be one of the greatest of all time as a defenseman?
The greatest defenseman.
Not
ever
just.
Play
no. He's a greatest hockey player of all time, and he happened to play, defense. That's Nick Lidstrom. Played his entire career. The Red Wings never missed. The Red Wings.
I didn't say that.
The Red Wings.
Detroit, best Detroit defenseman of
all time. Listen, the Wings never missed the playoffs during his time here.
They never missed the playoffs during his time here, and he has one more Stanley Cup.
Lidstrom.
All right.
That's Stevie Wonder.
I like the Joe Louis. I like the Joe Louis. That was cool.
Joe Louis is great. Yeah! Hey, outofboundsdetroit.com. Go Lions. Outofboundsdetroit.com. Check us out, all podcasting apps. It's free. We're rated R. We're not a family show. Unfiltered, raw, but passionate.
That's my
We drop F-bombs every 30 seconds.
Do what you want with it. But there's two that can't be argued. Can't
Which
be argued.
Two?
Is the Isaiah Thomas and
I think you can argue. Barry. I don't think this town is not a basketball town. It's not only a basketball town. Football is king here.
The four major sports. You know,
did you like that? By the way, this is a power move right here.
I argued right here.
Throw those balls out. Wow. Yeah.
Are you Captain Morgan?
Are you guys adding anybody? Like, if you could have a honorable mention, who would you add?
Joe Dumars is a good one.
I actually like that pick.
Joe
I don't
Dumars
mind that.
Good honorable mention. Eminem.
Like here's where
in.
I would put. Yeah, you could. He's a representative
Eminem.
Of Detroit. I bet he can't play for shit though. Rushmore. I bet he's so uncoordinated when it comes
Who's
to sports.
The Mount Rushmore of music of culture of Detroit. Who you got up there, Pauly?
Aretha's up there. Aretha? Jack White. Yep. Aretha.
Jack White's going
Jack
up there.
White.
Ahead of like Kid Rock, Eminem.
Oh, what's
where
that?
You, where are you going? Get a Trip. Koozie. Where are you
Get
going?
Koozie, I don't have.
They have them. They took them. They took them on
the
road.
The
koozies are on the road.
They're gone.
And they're gone. All right.
Koozie lady.
They're gone. Sorry. Oh, thank you. Grab a T-shirt.
Could have gave him a flyer there, Steve. Thanks a lot for your help. Thanks for coming out tonight, buddy. All right. Cool.
Awesome.
We're doing some
awesome.
Damage
thank
over
you.
Here
thank you. We've got a steady flow. We got a steady flow of Lions fans
jumping the gun, saying, "Get the koozies," and they're all gone.
That's all right. That's all right. Hopefully,
hey,
Packers fans' beers
again?
Are getting warm.
Tyler. Tyler Bertuzzi.
Can you give me another
Mike,
Tiger?
His name's Mike.
Can you give me another Tiger? You're arguing
Justin
me.
Verlander? How about Justin Verlander?
I think
Jay over Miggy.
Like,
do you even
I
know
thought about
Tiger.
Justin Verlander.
How about Verlander over Miggy, Mark?
What are you at
Who's
over
the
there?
Best?
What are you looking at over there?
Kirk Gibson? Gibby?
Listen, we
can't. You know, I can't argue that. Gibby on a hobbled leg.
But then you got Allen and you got
Lou Williams. I'm just saying, these
are
all-time greats. It's you set your own terms. It's your Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports. You put the four guys or women who you want on there.
Go Lions! Fucking sandwich a Packer guy.
John,
you're lost, Packer.
Pack him in there.
Enjoy the game.
This is not a music song.
Well, I think
no, right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, Mickey's accomplishment of a triple crown, first time in like 50 years, is amazing.
Everybody, had
but he's never won here in Detroit. He's never gotten the team over the hump, so that's why I can't put him on there. If you're gonna put a Tigers on there, you gotta put a Justin Verlander. You gotta put a Ty Cobb or an Al Kaline or a
Jack Morris.
Justin Verlander is a far better Detroit Tiger
about,
than Miggy ever was.
Where's Jack Morris?
Come on, man.
Where's Jack
Two
Morris?
Two no hitters, a Cy Young,
see,
an MVP.
All,
what more do you want?
Jack
the guy's resume is way more impressive.
Are you kidding me?
The guy's resume is way.
Back to back triple crowns.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Nothing.
No, I'm not forgetting that. I'm not forgetting that.
If Davis from the Baltimore Orioles didn't go on a steroid
it doesn't matter.
Bump.
It doesn't matter.
He would have won back-to-back
It doesn't
crowns.
Matter. Justin Verlander has no excuses for other people being greater
saying,
than him.
Saying,
he was
if
great.
If you want to argue that he's one of the best players of all time, that's one thing. But if you want to say what he's
on the Rushmore.
I'm going to Detroit.
On the Rushmore.
That's just because it's baseball. Baseball's ratings are so fucking garbage right now, so
oh,
he can't
here
be
we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You guys
suck. Enjoy your loss today.
You guys fucking suck.
Enjoy your loss today.
Hey, if you're checking us out for the first time, we are outofboundsdetroit.com, Detroit's hottest new sports podcast.
And flyers faster
it's
than you
free.
Can count.
We are rated R. Listen to us in private. Just
look
kidding.
Look at Steve passing
have a watch
out flyers
party.
One after another over here. Can't keep
Ryan,
up.
Right.
I don't care.
Can't keep up, Steve.
I can deal with that.
I'm not on camera.
Johnny's yelling at my $3,000 speakers over here. I'll send you the bill when I get them repaired.
Bass, bro. You got to have that bass. Got to have that bass drop.
Just kidding.
How about
they're
our
not
fan club over here, right?
They're not 3,000.
Well,
more Lions fans not, making their way
not
out big
Lions
of
hockey, but because
go Lions.
Hockey slappy
What's
over
the prediction
here,
today? What's the
hockey?
Score?
Who's the
What's
best
the score?
Goalie of all time in Detroit history, dude? Who's the best
Give
goalie
me your Mount
of all
Rushmore
time?
Of Detroit.
Go Blue. We got
Give
Blue fans.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of Detroit. Four players. Four players. Four greatest.
Four all-time players.
Four
players. Dominic Hasek. Good choice.
Predator, Stafford, Tate.
That's a Lions
slappy
right there. Slappy of the day right
he's
there.
And he's from Montreal.
He's from Montreal.
Canadian, eh?
Oh, Montreal.
He's Montreal.
All right. Enjoy the game, eh?
Quebec.
Go Canadians.
All right. Go Canadians. What's that all about?
Canadian hockey players? I got S.A. Tikkanen.
Oh, good Lord.
Wait, Wayne Gretzky,
Patrick
number one.
What are we talking about?
Wayne Gretzky?
Got, what are we talking Wah? About?
Wait, hey, you got
Roy
the great one.
Patrick Roy. Patrick Roy. Yeah.
I could do it, but not on the not on cue.
Mark,
not on cue.
Mark Messier, Edmonton Oilers.
You forgot the great one, buddy.
And Gretzky. Boom. Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
You guys don't like him, huh?
What's his name again? John?
That's Mike.
Oh,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, let's get some insight from the street team over here. We're talking Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports. Who would you put on there?
Oh, Dota's in the street.
Barry Sanders.
Barry, the undisputed.
That's only one.
Everybody's got him on there.
Dota's in the street.
Mount Rushmore, Detroit
go.
Sports. Who do you put on there? What? Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports. Who would you put on there?
Currently? I go Darius Slay. Golden Tate, Matt Stafford.
All Detroit sports. That's just
all
the Lions.
All Detroit sports.
All time.
Yeah.
Detroit all time.
I only really.
Give me your favorite Detroit player ever.
Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
Oh
so,
thank you.
A Lion Slappy in the making. He's a baby Lion Slappy.
Years old. You don't know anybody else.
He's a baby Lion Slappy. Guys, we got a steady stream of Lions fans making their way to the game.
We gotta hurry up.
I think Ford Field's gonna be bumping, man.
Get water bottle.
Ford Field is gonna be rocking.
Get water bottle.
Water bottle. We got a Lions fan. We're talking Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports. Who would you put on there?
You going to the game by
Four
yourself?
Four best players ever representing Detroit. Any Detroit team?
Steve Yzerman.
Yzerman. Anybody
That's
else?
A good one.
Nick Lidstrom.
Lidstrom? Are you you're a hockey fan, obviously. Okay. Anybody else besides Lidstrom and Yzerman?
Any?
Gordie Howe. So three Red Wings on the Mount Rushmore.
Alrighty. Big hockey fan there.
Oh, what do we got there? Right. Somebody's flashing you, John. What do you flash?
Titty. Little titty. Give me a little titty right there.
We got Green Bay Slackers fans over here making their way to Ford Field. Yeah. I hope your beer is warm. Hope your beer is really warm.
Hey, enjoy your loss today, guys. Enjoy your loss today.
Yeah. Make sure,
Lions!
Ladies room on the left.
No.
All right, we got a Lions fan out here.
Go down, Marco. Drink
hey, we're
all the
talking.
Beer.
We're
we
talking Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports. Who would you put on your Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports? Any Detroit team?
Any Detroit team?
Yep.
Jeez, man.
Wow, dude.
Well, your favorite Detroit player ever.
Keep walking, bro. Keep walking.
Favorite Detroit player ever.
You don't remember Barry Sanders?
Favorite Detroit player ever?
Yeah, Barry Sanders, man.
Yeah, we're all in agreement. Anybody who's your number two?
Here comes another man.
Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
Yzerman.
Which
Steve
one?
Steve Yzerman.
Which one?
Yo, man.
That's why
guy.
Hockey is like sixth in sports ratings. Sixth most popular sport.
He's got some sick grass.
Oh, we got a lot of Lions fans. Come here.
Oh, there you go.
Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports. Who would you put on it?
Yep, that's one.
Chris Spielman.
Chris Spielman.
That's
okay.
A good one.
That's a new one.
That's a new one. We haven't Chris heard that one yet.
He's not that good at broadcasting, but.
Packers fans, you guys sit down when you pee, too. No? He admitted sometimes. Awesome. You're right. Depends how drunk you are. Absolutely.
Don't have a great time. Don't have a feeling it right now. Don't have a feeling it.
What's that?
You're feeling
more
it,
Slackers fans.
Don't
more
stop,
Slackers
don't.
Fans. I hope your drink is warm. I hope your drink is warm.
You guys got a permit for all this?
No permits, bro.
Shh. Don't give away our secret.
That's good.
What's up, man? Are you a Lions fan? Oh, man. American Express. Whoa.
Oh, you
jackpot. More Lions fans. We're talking Detroit Mount Rushmore. Who would you put on it? Four favorite Detroit players ever.
Barry Sanders, Lem Barney.
Barney's the first. We haven't heard that one yet.
Stevie Y.
Bill Sims.
Billy Sims, a good one.
Billy Sims.
Not just Lions.
Good running back.
Not just Lions. Any sport. Stevie White.
Any sport. You're a Lions fan. You're going to put all Lions up there? Oh, Mount Rushmore of losers. Okay. Besides Barry Sanders. I guess he was kind of a loser, too. He never won anything here. One playoff game in 69 years. That's great. More Lions fans. More Green Bay Slackers fans. I hope your beers are warm. Steady flow. Steady flow.
They're making their way down to the stadium.
So, I did. We saw that earlier.
That's a good one.
We did say
Al-K-Line. That's a good one.
K-Line's corner over at Comerica Park. How great is Comerica Park?
You're matching pretty good today,
beautiful.
Bro.
It's like 19 years old, still one of the greatest beautiful. Parks.
I don't like Ford Field, man.
I know. We talked about it. You don't like it.
I don't like it.
Doesn't like you either.
I don't like it.
Folks, I want to remind you, we are camped out in front of Detroit Wick. We like the spot. We're in a steady flow of Lions fans. It's a great spot just outside of Eastern Market. I want to thank Doug for letting us set up here. Have you checked out what he's got inside? You got to check out Detroit Wick on Instagram. He does encasings of all kinds of cool stuff. He does some
Doug
big
is
names.
An artist, man. You got to check out.
It's awesome.
Out
this place is cool.
Stuff, private stuff, art gallery stuff. I mean, he's great. He's great. He's fantastic. You got to check him out, Detroit Wick, down in Eastern Market.
When he's done stuff for some big-time artists, right? Some big-time rappers, Post Malone.
You look like Post Malone. He's throwing some tats on your face.
Lions fans making their way to Ford Field. You got any predictions out there for the Lions game today? I mean, Lions slappies always have them winning, but what's the score?
Give me a score.
Lions by 13. Okay.
I say 27-17.
27-17. Stevie's got him by 10.
Enjoy your loss today, guys. Yeah.
Oh, man. He's got Aaron Rodgers socks over there. Aaron Rodgers socks.
You're
going to
need a lot
with
of
boots.
Beer today. No,
there are slappies
combat
out there.
Combat boots.
Oh, man.
Boots.
You're right. You proved me wrong from last week's show. There are fucking slappies.
So if you haven't listened to this show before, we were trying to identify Lions slappies. John said he didn't know any Lions slappies.
I didn't believe in slappies.
He's seen a lot of it today.
All Lions fans were slappies. I just feel like.
Are you guys Lions slappies or just fans? Do you know the difference? Real fans. What does that mean?
Check us out.
Okay. Ooh, all right. So you're a slappy.
That's a true fan.
We ain't wasting our airtime on no Aaron Rodgers.
That's true.
That's more of a slappy.
Right more Aaron Rodgers.
Slappy. We're talking about the green. Right.
Enjoy your loss today. Enjoy your loss today. Go.
The only thing good that's green is the kind that folds.
I agree with you, Steve.
He'll be back here next week, guys.
I got a rim shot for you.
Good one, Steve.
I wasn't prepared for the rim shot for Steve.
Wow, Steve. Steve, you went out on a limb, bro.
Steve, that's dynamite.
Went out on a limb, Stevie.
Dynamite.
Or the kind of
more Lions. More Lions fans. Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson,
handle,
I like.
Handle
I like.
Steve, what's your Twitter handle? I don't
even know. What's the score today, guys? What'll be? What will it be?
What's the prediction? Detroit
prediction,
over Green Bay. What's the score? 27-24. Lions by 3. Okay.
All righty. I got you.
Okay.
Got you.
Okay.
I got. Remember
a tie. Oh God! Why does professional sports end in a tie?
Oh,
get out of here!
That definitely won't happen.
You and your caramel sucker. I hope you drop it on your shoe.
There you go.
Well, Packers fans are stupid. No wonder he ran into a pole. He's not even drunk. He's just stupid. Not all Packers fans are stupid, but most of them are.
We got some coming
part.
Down.
This is the fun part about being out in the elements. We
they
can
heard you. They heard you. They're coming.
They're coming hot. We said Packers fans are really nice. They're really nice. Yeah, enjoy your loss today. Thank you. Thank you. Lions fans, there we go.
There we go.
All right. Calvin Johnson or Barry Sanders? Calvin Johnson or Barry Sanders?
The best Lions player ever.
Barry Sanders. I like it. See, he's the undisputed.
Zip it up.
Oh, there you go. Scott Mitchell.
Zip it.
Scott Mitchell. We got a Scott Mitchell vote.
Scott Mitchell got us.
I hope he was joking.
Got us to the
Cheesehead.
Cheesehead, walking
don't,
through.
Don't
yeah.
walk into
Jerry
that pole.
Today.
Packers fans are good with poles.
There's a pack coming.
They know how to work the poles. Either they're running into them or they're working them Saturday night.
They'll be whining all night.
The strip clubs are all male, right? In Wisconsin?
He's got a koozie. Hey. That's our boy.
Out of bounds. My man.
There you go,
man. My man. Thank you. Everything. Detroit. Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports.
Is that the new Red Bull?
No, it's true.
Your top four Detroit athletes.
Mount Rushmore.
Barry Sanders. Yep. Steve Yzerman.
Okay.
Al Kaline.
All right.
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, two Lions. Two Lions. Okay. They are the two greatest Lions ever, so I'll give you that.
And I'm impartial at football, so
Okay, yeah, you're a football fan. That's all right. And that's the thing. You set the terms. When you make your Detroit Mount Rushmore, you set the terms yourself. More Packers fans.
Okay. Go Pack, go home.
Lions fans, that's where we're at. You got to be louder than those Packers fans.
Thanks for supporting, Judge. I appreciate you.
Right here, is the best Tiger ever.
In our lifetime. Like, we don't know K-Line.
No. He was saying the best one ever.
I'm saying in my lifetime. Like, I've seen.
Don't book me, Judge.
Who you got, Judge?
You can judge him hard right now. Judge him.
I'm going Trammell and K-Line.
Yeah. Oh. But if you go like Trammell, you got to go Whitaker. So it's kind of like, you know.
No, Trammell's
Whitaker.
Yeah. I like Trammell, too. I thought about that.
That's a hot corner.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Judge. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate all the support. We've given out a lot of T-shirts, koozies out here. Check us out, outofboundsdetroit.com, hottest new sports podcast.
I need more coffee. This coffee is
unfiltered, raw, passionate, rated R. We're all out of koozies, man.
You're late.
We've been giving them out. We got a T-shirt. You want a T-shirt? Check us out.
We didn't expect this turnout.
Check us out. We'll tell you where the next show is, and we'll give out more koozies. More Lions fans making their way to Ford Field. I really think Ford Field's going to be rocking today.
Give out shirts.
Steve, I think the energy in there is going to be great.
It better be. We need it.
Well, they – oh, man. Look at those glasses.
It always is.
Diehard Packers fan.
Those prescription glasses you got on?
Is that from the disco days?
What'd you have to do for those beads?
We know what they had to do for those beads, Steve. We know. Lions fans.
Lions, baby.
Yeah. Fire up. Packers fans are ugly. I agree. Says the bald guy.
I like that vest.
Oh, it's a nice vest. I like the old school Lions look. You want to throw? John, get out there. Throw. Oh, yeah. Let's see your arm.
How do you put
show
up
your
on
arm,
it?
John.
Run this way. There's less traffic over here.
Show your athleticism.
Less traffic. Put it in the sweet spot. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's in.
Can you play tight end?
Look at all the plate spiral from behind the back. Nicely done. Enjoy the game. Thank you.
Look at this guy. Brown bagging it, dude. Exactly. All the way through. All the way to the game. Brown bagging it. 40 ounce, baby. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Someone's excited.
No. Get out of here.
We are the greatest fans in all sports.
This is the greatest sports town in America. We've been to about 11 different
sports. Lions, baby. Get hyped. Yeah, you got to come in hyped. Man, you're in a tunnel right now coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Got to stay hyped.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's over.
Fire alarm.
Watch out.
Who pulled the fire alarm?
I hope they're not coming for this
fire.
Pull the fire
alarm. Sirens. Hey, we're out of bounds, man. That's what the sirens are all about.
Yeah.
Outofbounds.detroit.com. Check us out. Lions fans, we don't need Green Bay Packers.
By yourself?
Look at this guy's pants.
Are you by yourself?
Rolling by yourself. Are you guys all friends? How are you guys friends?
Look at this guy's pants.
How? Come on. Yeah. Nice PJs.
Enjoy your loss, Packer fans.
Hulk Hogan used to wear those before he came out.
He did.
It was a wrestling match. What were those called? Shit, I forgot what those are called.
I don't know. Oh, I just call them PJ pants. More Packers fans. Oh, man.
Going down, guys. You guys
you're
like
going down
nice
today.
Fans.
You're going down today. Enjoy the loss.
Like, all right, guys.
I hope you're entertained, but I hope you're crying
hey,
by the
guys,
end of the game.
All right, good game. Good game, guys.
Kind of fans, they only know one name, one player.
Just the Go Pack Go is just kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Boo. You spilled your beer.
I hope your drink is warm.
No.
Steve, can you sing the Lions song for us when they score a touchdown?
No, we gotta call.
Anybody know the Lions touchdown song? Anybody? Anybody out? This guy is
blue and through, baby.
Let's go. Who wants to sing the song?
Blue and through, baby.
He's blue and through, baby. Blue and through. Yeah, go Lions.
Go Lions.
Give us a twerk. Give us a twerk.
42-10.
Twerk it. Twerk it.
Don't spill your beer. It's alcohol abuse.
No, it leans.
Lean with it. Rock with it.
Lean back.
Lean with it. Lean back. Rock with it. Look at all the Lions fans.
Yes,
go
Jones.
Jones. I like
yes,
it.
Sir.
I like it.
Jones.
Yeah. Out of bounds, Detroit. Oh!
Yeah!
Ultimate warrior over here.
This guy's sting, baby.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, baby. I love it. All
ultimate lion.
My man.
The ultimate lion.
My man. He's
here.
Blacked out. He, you,
that's
you're, like, you're the ultimate
die
warrior, man.
Martyrs,
good
man.
For you.
They are slappies, man.
Is, I told you. We talk.
Go blue.
Go
blue.
I see a lot of blue fans. Wherever you go, go blue. You are, eh? Oh, what's that on the boot?
All righty.
I figured that's why you're drinking the Molson.
You guys are all fucked up on that pound right there. Came in all fucking sideways.
It was punching.
Yeah,
all
right. Enjoy the game. Thanks for coming about.
He'll give me the Joe Louis punch.
Hey.
He's from Canada.
You know what I don't see is
now kids coming.
What are Canadian fans doing in Detroit for the Packers Lions game?
Well, they're right across the water. I don't know.
They can't possibly be Lions fans.
No.
Well, yeah, Michigan.
They could be anybody.
Off it on.
Lions, baby. Yeah, Lions. What's the score today?
Are you Canadian?
Final score today.
34-31 Lions. I expect a shootout. What's the over-under on the game, Steve?
I didn't check.
It's probably got to be in the 50s, I would think.
This is for entertainment purposes only.
What's that?
For entertainment purposes only. We don't gamble.
Sure. Except for we have a wager right now.
We got a soccer match going on next door.
We got more Lions fans crossing the bridge here. This is a great spot. Again, we're outside of Detroit Wick.
Great spot.
You got to check him out on Instagram, Detroit Wick on Instagram. All the encasing
Dougie's
that he does,
man.
It's
Dougie,
cool.
We appreciate you,
cool
man.
Guy. I appreciate him letting us set up shop here. This is a great spot, guys. We're in the heart of downtown Detroit.
We'll
Easter
change
Market
spots.
Is right here.
We'll be around.
Yeah,
we'll.
This has been fun. It's been nice to interact with fans. Detroit, yeah. Mark,
you
got
Twinsies. Twinsies.
Twinsies.
Twinsies.
Hey, who dressed you guys today?
Twinsies.
Damn, I was really hoping.
Oh,
be
we got a whole pack coming.
Oh,
whole
we got
pack,
a pack
coming.
We got a pack.
Uh-oh. Lions fans across
the Lions,
across
baby.
The
let's go. Look at Jersey 81.
Take out number 12.
Outofboundsdetroit.com. Check us out.
Take out number 12, Ziggy.
Lions by seven. Okay.
All right.
Lions,
boo.
Yeah.
Boo. Boo. Enjoy
how
your
you guys
boo.
Your
drink,
like those aren't your kids, are they? Are those your kids?
Yeah, right.
Lions fans, yeah, tell them. Tell them. You tell them.
Tell
them what this is all about.
Yeah. Tell them to enjoy their loss today.
Green Bay Slackers, okay.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God, look at this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Let's
look
go.
At this guy.
Oh, 36.
Say it loud, bro.
The energy.
Bold prediction.
Outofboundsdetroit.com.
Check
us
out.
Sports podcast.
Check out the podcast.
Unfiltered. Raw. We drop a lot of F-bombs. It's not a family show. But check
double
us out.
Double-fisted, brother. That's
on
it.
Your
that's
long you commute
go.
To work.
That's the only way.
That's the only
game.
Way.
Well, double-fisted.
The
dude.
Only way.
Appreciate
check us
out, man.
Yeah.
Check
go
Lions. Go Lions.
Oh, man. We got a lot of input on the Detroit GOAT.
No, that was good. That
I
was
think
good.
The,
we had
the,
some, you know, some sleepers.
My list
there.
Is the
we
ultimate
list. There were some sleepers.
My list, as always, the ultimate list. Nobody
what?
Can knock it.
I don't
everybody
know
knocked your list. Are you
no,
kidding me?
No,
Miguel, really? Miguel Cabrera, of all the greatest Tigers
people
ever.
People were knocking it, but nobody had an
we
argument.
We had a guy throw out Charles
nobody
Woodson.
Nobody had an
there.
Argument.
Came, the guy came in kind of strong, and then he
well,
throws
you know
out
what?
Woodson.
He was so strong with his three, and then he was under pressure and had to pick that four. That's what happened. But Charles Woodson as a four under pressure is that's all he knew.
A Michigan athlete.
Yeah, he's up there. He's Hall of Famer.
He was a drinker.
Defensive player, two-way player, great NFL. Going to be Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's Hall of Fame now, but Hall of Fame
He's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it.
That's huge as far as Michigan
no doubt
athletes
about
are
it.
Concerned. I did try to cover all four sports. I should have thought it through a little bit.
I didn't.
But you could have, yeah.
I just thought, you know, I think the interesting thing when you talk about the GOATs in Detroit sports, you got to think about beyond the sport, how those players transcend. Like, I agree. Stevie Y could easily be on that list. Gordie Howe could easily be on that list.
Right.
Those guys transcend
well,
the
that's
sport.
The whole point of the conversation
Zeke.
Is the four.
Zeke,
Rush was
the face
four
of bad boys.
Four. Who
yeah,
out
no, I know.
Who's out? Who gets out? Who gets put out? You can't just include everybody.
I understand that. And that's what makes it for an interesting conversation because you got to leave somebody out. You can only pick four. Look, Detroit has had some phenomenal athletes over the years. Winners, losers, whatever they are. They're great athletes. It's you know you can't fault these guys for playing at the time they did, whether they won or not. Barry Sanders and Megatron retire early because they can't win. Joe Fourier said that on this podcast. They retire early and they're legacy guys. They don't want to go play for other team. I have no doubts Calvin Johnson could still play
well,
in today's NFL.
Those are character guys.
That's
not, there ain't no more
they are character
guys.
Thank you.
We got the other football next door. That's a cop-out, though. quitting because you can't win? How many other players do that other
team? Well, it's not worth it anymore. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they're not collecting
no
the paycheck.
It is.
Megatron was done.
You're getting paid.
Joe Fourier was on this podcast a couple weeks ago talking about the Lions culture, Detroit fans, Barry Sanders, and Megatron. Their whole thing is, you know, they retire because it's just not
nice
worth
hat,
it
bro.
Anymore.
That
if you're
look at this guy's hat.
Oh, that's scary.
Give me some dabs. Give me some dabs. Some dabs.
Pound it. Pound it.
Go enjoy the game.
Roaring.
He needs tickets. That guy needs tickets.
We even got the hipster fan.
Over there
the
needs
hipster
tickets.
Fan right here, dude.
Can we talk about the guys who show up on game day an hour before and they need tickets? They put a sign around their neck. What are they doing? Are they actually going to the game?
Are those slappies too?
They're like, I don't know if they're slappies.
I'm just going in.
Are you guys Lions fans or just slappies? You guys know the difference?
Lions fans. Like
yeah,
look
yeah
look
not
like
today,
it.
Mr. Green Bay. Lions nice fans or slappies? What are we?
Give us a listen. Thank you.
7-9?
Come on. I like that 7-9.
Okay. Well, that'd be a boring game to watch.
Go as far away as you can.
But Honolulu Blue,
the
bro.
Guys who scalp tickets at, you know, before the game.
The whole Mount Rushmore thing, the winning stuff, the championship stuff, you can't put that in there.
Yes, you can. It's your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, exactly. We can agree to disagree here.
The basketball topic of who's the best top three, you were saying that you got to win.
But
yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Can't put that now on the Detroit sport.
No, but like
so winning
the,
is important.
The Barry Sanders has never won, but he's still.
Well, no, we don't have too many championships in Detroit. So
that's what I'm saying. You just got to go with the greatest.
You
got
to name
four greatest
Detroit
athletes
ever.
Mount Rushmore, Detroit sports.
Any sport.
Top
four Detroit sport athletes in any sport.
Mount Rushmore.
Here you go.
Out of bounds, Detroit.com. Check us out. Detroit's new sports podcast.
Who you got? Barry? We got Barry.
We got Barry.
Who you got?
Barry is undisputed on our list.
Three more.
We got Verlander.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry was great. We agree with you there. Barry had highlight runs for loss of yards. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you there.
We're saying Barry, Verlander.
More Lions fans
Detroit,
making their way.
Four
greatest
Detroit athletes ever.
We had Joe Fourier
Isaiah.
On the podcast a couple
Isaiah.
Weeks ago.
Yeah. I got Isaiah
your,
Barry,
your
Al Kaline, and Jack Morris.
Give me two. Who's your
favorite Detroit sports athlete ever? Just one. Give us one. Jackie Robinson. He didn't play for Detroit, but he's a great athlete. He's a goat.
Get out of here.
Rogers. Oh, come on.
Why are you guys holding hands? You can't hold hands.
Oh, how'd you guys let this guy in the club?
Oh, man.
How'd you guys let that Packers fan in the club?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mickey Pettleton?
Pettleton, okay.
Oh, I love Mickey
Pettleton.
Yeah,
he had a great swing, great batting stance.
Greatest bat stance ever.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was great. I like Pettleton. I like Pettleton.
Damn.
I like Pettleton more than I like Miggy, I think.
How about Matt Noakes? Is Matt Noakes up there with Mickey Pettleton?
Oh, Bobby.
Larry Herndon. You
it's
got
hard.
Larry
Bobby Higginson is hard. The 100 lost
hey,
days.
Can you name the whole starting lineup for the 84 Tigers? Championship?
No, he
team?
Can't. All most right, people
then.
Can't.
We'll give me a beer. We'll give me a beer then.
Hey, guys, as we get ready to wrap up here, what are you guys'
Mike's
final
back.
Thoughts?
Mike's back.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Not hockey.
Greatest goalie of all.
Greatest goalie.
I get you on goalies. Back in the day,
Dominic Hasek,
greatest right wings goalie.
Potvin played for him for a hot minute.
He was good, but he phased out.
Yeah, Potvin was
do you know,
very good.
Mark's favorite
started,
is Shovelday.
Do you remember Tim Shovelday?
What?
Do you remember Tim Shovelday?
I was born in 1993.
Holy cow.
Wow, you are officially old.
Johnny.
Wow.
He just dropped a bomb on you.
Dominic didn't you graduate Hasek, that year,
Johnny? Dominic Hasek's not a Red Wing goalie. He's a Buffalo goalie. Like,
yeah, we had him for a hot second.
Install.
Yeah.
Johnny was senior year Eisenhower.
I don't think he'd be considered a Detroit Red Wings great, though.
That, like, ridiculous spaceman helmet that I could
say that again?
Stand.
Dominic what?
Yeah, he was like a rental. I agree. Hasek. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lions. Woo.
Dominic Hasek.
What are you? What are you, you Czechoslovakian now? What do you mean?
The no, Little Caesars Arena we called had, the Slice.
Ernest Joseph was my
oh, like I call it the pizza arena.
Yeah.
His hot and ready.
The hot and ready. He just shit the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new way arenas are being built right now. You're on top of the action.
If you're in the upper deck, man, if you take a stumble. Yeah.
Steve, we don't sit in the upper deck.
Where?
I do.
Oh, really?
I would prefer they called it the pizza arena.
Pizza arena.
Blake Griffin, man.
Who?
You know, he's been spending some time.
Who?
Blake Griffin's been spending some time in the offseason about how to make players around him better. It'll be interesting. But Andre Drummond shooting threes, that's a problem. So, no, we don't.
Yeah, he's jacking
no,
him
we
up
don't.
Now.
We Blake don't need Andre Drummond
Blake
shooting
Griffin's
threes.
Blake Griffin's got a whole new technique now.
It's exactly what it's become.
Where he trains.
These are tough times for basketball.
Listen.
We have, yeah, but we have two bigs on a Detroit starting five. That's not today's NBA. It's tough.
Enjoy your loss today. Enjoy your loss. Enjoy your loss though today. What's yours?
It'll be,
oh, yours not so great.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yours is real great.
It's fantastic. We needed it though, dude. Pistons are dying. We needed. We needed somebody. We needed a star.
They got Brett Favre.
You needed a name. I know. That's it. That's what they got to do. They got to bring somebody.
Guys,
nobody wants to come to Detroit. My thing has been no one wants to come to Detroit to play anything anymore.
And I agree.
No one wants to come here. No, it ain't even hockey town anymore. It's not
not even
hockey
town. Not anymore.
Vegas is a bigger hockey town than Detroit.
And with that, we're going to say bye. As we get ready to wrap up here, guys, any final thoughts about our time in the D?
No,
we've been live in the D, man.
Dougie, one more time.
No, but I got another Michigan shirt.
My boy Dougie for whipping my
ass. Guess who won yesterday? Guess who lost?
Over there. We're gonna go have a drink with the soccer guys before they
go ahead. Blue.
Check out our digs here. Hey, for everybody who's joined us and who's participated today, thank you so much for listening. Check out our website, outofboundsdetroit.com. Check us out on all your podcasting apps. We're available there. We are a free product. Give us a little bit of your time on your next drive to work, on your workout while you're doing chores at home, helping the wife do some laundry. Listen to us, unfiltered, raw, passionate sports. Outofboundsdetroit.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, everybody.